It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.
Here's a tidbit of information for you. Once I take my gun off inside of that jail, if you fight an officer in a jail setting, it is an automatic felony. Because we've alleviated all the weapons and intermediate tools on our body to effectively restrain somebody. Once you take them into a jail environment, it's no different than if you go to a prison and you assault a corrections officer. It is a battery against a corrections officer, which is a felony. So, if you go to jail, don't fight once you're there. Another big hot topic for use of force is by race. And I wanted to break that down to the citizens of Parsons on our use of force by race. 75% of the people that reported use of force, the suspects were white. 22% were black, and we had 3% Native American. Use of force by gender out of the 36 incidents, 86% of the suspects were male, and 14% of the suspects were female. So as far as use of force reporting is concerned, in 2020, the President of the United States issued an executive order on police reform. The Parsons Police Department was already in compliance with all of the directives that was set forth by that executive order. Being compliant with that executive order means the police department in Parsons is leading the charge to create a better relationships and partners with the citizens of this community. Looking at that in the totality of the situation, a lot of agencies don't use body cameras. There are some agencies that don't even have vehicle cameras. Since I've been on the department, we've always had car cameras at least. We've even a step farther and had body cameras that we issued, even little small scorpion videos that we started using back in 2011. And those developed into a Wolfcom camera that was a little bit bigger, a little bit more bulky, but it also doubled as a radio mic for some purposes. You could even take pictures with it like it was a regular camera. Then we started using the WatchGuard body camera videos that we use now to this day, and they are amazing at keeping officers and keeping the citizens safe. It protects officers from untrue allegations of misconduct. The camera also ensures the rights of citizens are being protected.
Has that cut down on any lawsuits against the department?
It absolutely does. In 2020, we had 9 personnel complaints. Out of those 9 personnel complaints, there was none that were founded. And 0 of them were racial or bias-based complaints. We did not find enough evidence to sustain any complaint on an officer in 2020.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.